Foundation, collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny, windy, and warm today with highs in the upper 80s. Winds from the south 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusts up to 40 miles per hour today. It's 71 degrees in Lawrence.
NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where students engage in hands-on learning and research, preparing graduates for real-world challenges that contribute to communities across Kansas and beyond. More information at k-state.edu.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. We've got lots more Weekend Edition Sunday coming up, including the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts coming up at 7:35 this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny, windy, and warm today with highs getting up to the upper 80s. We've got a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. Some of those may be severe. It's 71 in Lawrence.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines. Louisiana Senator Bill...
You have to navigate money, pressure. It shows, you know, how you actually find the person that you're willing to plan a wedding with.
The best and worst of this beloved trope this weekend on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. Today on Prairie Journal, a father's story of love, loss, and grief. Brian Welsh of Lawrence is the author of The Gift of a Broken Heart. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2.
Support for KPR comes from Selly's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays with Stanley Sheldon's Rhythm Republic for an evening of Latin jazz. Show begins 7:30 p.m. Friday, May 29th. Tickets at MacellesOnline.com.
Mostly sunny skies today, windy and warm with highs getting up to the upper 80s. Winds from the south 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Today, we've got a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, a 50% chance for tomorrow. Some of those may be severe. It's 72 degrees in Lawrence, 70 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting. Free at the Lawrence Public Library June 10th at 6 p.m.
We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away. We'll have news from the KPR newsroom right after that. Mostly sunny, windy, and warm today. We're looking for highs in the upper 80s. Winds from the south, 20 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 40 miles per hour today.
Say nearly 90 suspected deaths have been recorded so far. About 300 cases have been reported. This is NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The National Weather Service is forecasting possible widespread severe weather over the next 2 days for parts of Kansas and Nebraska. Storms last night caused significant damage in north central and northwest Kansas with reports of downed trees and power lines. The National Weather Service says winds were estimated at about 90 miles per hour in the Concordia area. A wind advisory is in effect for north central and central Kansas today, including Clay, Cloud, Geary, Lyon, Riley, and Shawnee counties. That wind advisory takes effect at 9 o'clock this morning and runs until 9 o'clock tonight. Forecasts call for a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms on Monday with the possibility of tornadoes, hail, and strong winds. The Topeka Zoo said farewell to their African elephant Tembo yesterday. The zoo said on social media that veterinary and animal care staff euthanized Tembo after a rapid decline in her health. She was 56 years old, one of the oldest African elephants in the U.S., well beyond the average life expectancy for her species. She arrived at the Topeka Zoo in 1976. Since 2025, Tembo has been the zoo's only elephant following the passing of her companion, Cora. In sports, the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Kansas City Royals 4-2. They play their third in the series this afternoon at 1:15 in St. Louis. The KU baseball team lost their season finale to BYU 5-4 in 11 innings. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Integrative Therapeutics, maker of Cortisol Manager, a formula created by Integrative Therapeutics with the goal of supporting the body's natural stress response. Available at Amazon.com. This is NPR.
We've got cloudy skies, becoming mostly sunny today, windy and warm. Again, a wind advisory is in effect for portions of the KPR listening area for much of the day. Highs today in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. Some of those may be severe. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, we'll hear about how volunteers are helping researchers by digging in the dirt. Well, they're looking for something in particular. We'll find out what. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday in about 15 minutes here on Kansas Public Radio. Because you care, donate to KPR today for in-depth news, inspiration, thoughtful conversations, and a more informed life. You're an essential part of that equation. Your contribution equals local coverage, captivating storytelling, and a window to the world. Donate at support.kansaspublicradio.org. Stand up, count yourself in, and make a difference today.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
A big congratulations to all KU graduates who are walking down the hill today. Graduates all over the KPR listening area, you've got a sunny and windy day for graduation with highs in the upper 80s. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
PR News. Dana White took over the UFC Ultimate Fighting Championship, which was once denounced as human cockfighting.
If you look at our humble beginnings and where we came from, meaning that when we bought the company in January of 2001, we weren't even allowed on pay-per-view.
Now the UFC is allowed on the White House lawn and preparing to stage fights there. A talk with Dana White on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your local host, Matthew Algio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small-town paths to wide-open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information at kstrails.org.
You can also find out more about Kansas Trails on this week's Prairie Journal. I met up with Mike Scanlon. He's the executive director of Kansas Trails, Inc. We met up out on a trail this week. We'll feature that conversation on this week's Prairie Journal coming up at 11 o'clock this morning on KPER 1. If you're joining us this morning on KPER 2, watch for that Prairie Journal coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPER 2.
Support for KPR comes from Meadowlark Wine Bar and Kitchen, located at 1011 Massachusetts Street, offering a curated selection of traditional and natural wines, handcrafted cocktails, and a variety of shareable plates and entrees. More at meadowlarkwinebar.com.
It's a windy day out there today. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s. Winds from the south 20 to 25 miles per hour, with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Testing and trying again, even when it's not easy. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. From Schwab, offering the Schwab Teen Investor Account, where teens can gain hands-on investing experience. It's co-owned by parents and teens, so parents can monitor the account while teens learn how to invest. More at schwab.com. And from Imaginable Futures.
On This Old House Radio Hour, do these simple checks before leaving for vacation.
A toilet can overflow and leak through rooms, damage ceilings, you have water in the walls, then there's insurance.
Plus, how to convert your attic into an extra room. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
Join us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, 1 hour from now, immediately following Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Join us for KPR 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas every Thursday in June. Food trucks starting at 11:30 and music at 1 p.m.
It's a windy one out there. Under mostly sunny skies, it'll be warm today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 75 in Emporia, 76 in Topeka. This is KPR.